So I'm thinking of starting a new career, even a new branch of literature. I'm thinking of becoming a film reviewer.
Weekend Edition essayist Tim Brooks.
I happen to believe the world is a dreadfully under-reviewed place. Dentists, for example, should be reviewed. Chiropractors. 15 years ago, when I was a film reviewer myself, I gave my editor a long list of professions that could usefully be reviewed. He looked at me as if I were nuts, in itself a form of review, and pointed out that the paper would lose half its advertisers. The movie theaters keep advertising, I said. Whatever we say about the movies, he was unmoved. But nobody needs more reviewing than film reviewers. In my county, there are at least half a dozen, actually hundreds if you include online TV and radio reviews, with tastes that vary far more widely than the films they review. You have to choose between the reviewers before you can choose between the films, which is, in effect, what the public does. My friend Rick Kizanak, for example, is a very funny reviewer whose tastes are helpfully diametric to my own. Anything he likes, I avoid. Anything he hates, I'm there with my $7. And there's a reviewer for a paper in San Diego who, judging by the letters page, is widely read because he knows so much about film, but then utterly ignored. If the reviewer can help you avoid wasting your money, so can the reviewer. I can't think why nobody's done this before. I mean, you could argue that the film is the point of the review, and by the time the reviewer review comes out, the film has long gone onto DVD, but that's just naive. Every reviewer knows that his review is far more important than the film. That's why he's a writer, not a filmmaker. Duh. So, where do we start? Well, I don't mind going first and reviewing myself. I flourished between 1983 and 1989, had a pronounced bias in favor of European films, an abiding hatred for Steven Spielberg, and a prose style that was high-spirited, even a little giddy, compared to, say, Vincent Canby of the New York Times. My favorite directors were... An awful thought has just struck me. What if I'm all too successful, and there's a whole wave of reviewers, followed one conceptual generation later by a reviewer of reviewers of reviewers? I don't mind having my reviews reviewed. After all, I'm not in that business anymore. But what if someone says vicious and cutting things about my reviewer reviews, about this essay, in fact? Forget I said anything. Better to remain silent and appear a fool, as Dr. Johnson said, than speak up and remove all doubt.
Tim Brooks is the author of A Hell of a Place to Lose a Cow. He lives in Vermont.